Hello, I'm Cato, and today I will be reading for you The Myth of Aphrodite from National Geographic's Treasury of Greek Myths. When Cronus freed the Titans, he injured his father Uranus and hurled pieces of him backward over his shoulder so they scattered across the land and sea. Children sprang up, most from blood on the earth, but one from her father's foam mixing with sea foam, Aphrodite. Such a strange birth might not seem the most promising start in life, but this goddess was lovely from her first breath, and she grew even lovelier. The changeable seas taught Aphrodite nuances of colors and movement, and she used them to inspire love. She could be almost transparent, then so richly hued a god felt he'd dined far too long but couldn't yet stop. She could touch a god like a cool welcome spray on a hot afternoon, or slam him like a tsunami that threatened to never let him go up for air. She perfected her charms, and under the guidance of that ancient god Eros, the one who first led night into the arms of Erebus and Gaia into the arms of Uranus, Eros considered Aphrodite his special project. When Aphrodite was confident of her ability to enchant all the sea and river gods, she moved on to see how she'd fare with land gods. First, she went to the island of Kythera, then the island of Cyprus. Wherever her foot touched, tender grasses sprouted and flowers bloomed, as though the ground itself felt blessed by her presence. And the gods, well, Aphrodite became a master at flirting in words and smiles and glances. She took up little deceits, flattering when necessary, teasing when effective. She never failed. If she wanted a god to love her, she did. And the goddesses? They envied her at first, but Aphrodite didn't need every god everywhere to pine after her, so she taught the other divinities how to do what she did, and they practiced these feminine wiles well, but not quite as well as Aphrodite, which meant every god wanted her as his wife. Zeus was alarmed. Discord among the gods could be dangerous. He had to step in and arrange a marriage for the gorgeous goddess quickly. But who? The husband of Aphrodite would be scorned by all others simply out of jealousy. Who could Zeus afford to have the others scorn? Then it was obvious. Everybody already scorned Hephaestus, the lame god of metalworking. Good, nothing lost. But it wasn't good for Aphrodite. Zeus was a thick-skulled idiot. She was the beauty of the universe, and she had honed her feminine skills so that she could marry the god she wanted. She'd be wasted on Hephaestus. The lame god was unsightly. Aphrodite winced at the very thought of him. Zeus wouldn't relent. Hephaestus waited patiently through this debate, seeing immediately why Zeus had chosen him, and thus knowing that the deal was sealed. He was overcome by the turn in his luck. Aphrodite was far better than the last wife he'd longed for, the goddess Athena, who had rejected him soundly and talked about nothing but war. Why, she was battle-crazed. Aphrodite was totally unlike her. Hephaestus would make this marriage work. He would win Aphrodite's affections. He went to his forge and made her a gold belt with the most delicate and intricate filigree that anyone had ever seen. Only the slimmest needle could poke through the myriad loops. Aphrodite took one look at the dazzling belt and donned it. She sensed instinctively that magic wove its way through the intrigues of the curlicues of that belt. Then she walked among the gods. Oh, incomparable as Aphrodite was, this belt made her more so. She didn't have to whisper a word or bat an eye. Yes, with this girdle, Aphrodite could tolerate the marriage. If you want to get in touch with us, maybe become a guest reader. If you have a myth you want us to read, or just want to let us know how we can improve, you can email us at mythfriday@gmail.com. Don't forget to share the podcast and visit our website at sites.google.com/view/MythFriday for any announcements and links to our contributors' podcasts. We're Cato and Claudius. This is Myth Friday, and we'll see you next week.